Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, very impressive. Been watching his videos for years. He's been going back 3 years exposing it. Funeral director, John O'Looney. John, we love you, brother. And you're right. This is an attack. We know it. They're cutting off the fertilizer, the farmers. They're uprising. Is that domino's falling? They're talking about starving billions. People need to understand we have this normalcy bias that we've lived in quasi-freedom so long. No, this is the big assault. We got about 5 minutes left in the segment. Thank you so much. Please come back soon. What else would you like to tell the viewers?
Only really what we're seeing now is we're seeing cancer deaths 6, 8, 12, 16 weeks and people that are just dying suddenly. Hospitals have different tactics. I think some of them are cleaning deceased up so that they're removing evidence. Do I have proof of that? Not really, only that it's difficult to find. And others are holding deceased for a very long time, so they're decomposed and we can't embalm them. That's another way I believe they're holding it. One hospital in particular, we can't see them collect deceased before they're in such a poor state. We can't embalm them. If we can't embalm them, we can't look at them. So, I think people are seeing it now and I draw comfort from that. I'm convinced that we'll win. I hope I live to see it. That's the plan anyway. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to keep going. Nothing they can say will make me stop. I won't be bored. I won't be intimidated.
Well, that's where I was going next, is that I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but when somebody openly threatens me, it's like I can't give up. It makes me more angry. But the globalists are all a bunch of minions, so they give in to fear. So they keep trying to intimidate us, and I see that as their downfall, is they're driving us into resistance.
Yeah, 100%. And I think ultimately what these people – I don't fear these silly old men sat around desks in dark rooms, is their middlemen really, their henchmen. But I'm told by quite reliable sources they're out of money. What we've got is people doing bad things for money. Well, if they're not getting paid, it's going to fall apart soon because that's what motivates people to do bad things is money. If they're not getting paid, they ain't going to get that money. They ain't going to do it. That's the reality. And I think these people must understand that if they're going to do that to their own citizens, what do they feel the future holds for them?
Yeah, how do you feel safe when you're screwing everybody around? I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly that. And I think, these people are being used as tools. And they've played a very clever game, really. I think inevitably some people are evil. Some people are easily compromised. That's what facilities like Epstein Island were for. You know, you get a guy there, for example, like Boris Johnson. He's an alley cat. He's got 7 kids by all different kids here, by all different women. You take someone like him to Epstein Island and you throw him in bed with a couple of 14-year-olds and document that. You've got these guys. So some are compromised, some are evil, some are just greedy and they're bought. But inevitably, they're all going to realize there isn't a seat on the ark for them. And when they fulfilled their purpose, they too will be discarded. And they're loose ends, they're witnesses. These people won't leave witnesses. So the hope is that, people will see that there's more good in the world than bad, Alex, and together we're going to come and we're going to beat these people.
Well, John, I'm not kissing your ass, but there's only a few people I know have the feeling of truth, and I know you're right because I research it. Tucker Carlson, you need to, usually you're walking around the office when you work shooting a quick video. You need to be on air more. You are dialed in, and I feel stronger knowing you're there. Please join us again so much, very, very soon. Because
all you got to do is reach out, and I will make time for you, I promise.
Well, John, we want to get you on a lot. People can go to mkffs.co.uk. God bless you, sir. We got 30 seconds left. Closing comment.
I'd just like to thank everyone for listening. I would say to everyone, resist the urge to take any more vaccines. You know, they're coming out with one for weight loss, for cancer. The irony is they give you cancer with one shot and then offer you a cancer cure with the next. Don't listen to any of it. Don't stay away from Big Pharma. Go to homeopathy and remember you are what you eat. So put good stuff in your body, good supplements, clean supplements. And, God bless us all as this darkness descends.
Let me guess. I bet you're getting 90 to 10 support or 99 to 1 support. I mean, by the people.
I can count the amount of people who've rung up and ranted at me on one hand. in the last 3 years. People know. People know. It's overwhelming support, and it's very humbling. I don't feel like I've done anything special. I feel that I've just done what we should all be doing, and that's caring about each other.
John, you know, great job. We love you, brother. We love you.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Buongiorno tanto, buongiorno ragazzi, il ratico soffelli, buongiorno amici, buongiorno ragazzi, tutti preferiti.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We interview a lot of amazing people. But my God, John O'Looney, man, the forces with that guy. You can feel it. Everything he said was total truth. The globalists are in so much trouble. And that's God's discernment that I've been given decades ago. It was like, Jones, there are all these incredible men. Not putting women down, but it was men that was the message I was given. And he was like, you're going to go out and others are going to, we're going to wake them up and we're going to beat these people quickly. There are so many smart men and great women, but women are just as smart as men as they have to take the place of men. They're not supposed to be men. Men are supposed to fight tyranny, not women. And great, I'm glad women are stepping up because men have not filled the vacuum. But I am here to call on men to get up off their asses and stand against this. It is a pleasure. It is an honor. I mean, we have the insurance company numbers, folks. They've killed 20 million people. And I've talked to the coroners. I've talked to the embalmers. You've heard them. It's worse now than it was 2 years ago. I have family, not direct family, but close family, who were vibrant and healthy and amazing. And they took one or two shots, and they're like retards now. I go talk to them. They're totally screwed up. And we know it's shedding on everybody else, too. They're murdering us. And again, if you saw your neighbor walk over to your Ford or Chevy truck or your Toyota Tundra and pull out a key, and you're sitting there eating dinner in your living room, and you watch your neighbor Bob, you've known for 10 years, nice guy, you played pool with him, you've been in the neighbor's pool, maybe you went on vacation with him, and you see Bob taking a key down the edge of your truck, you're going to walk out and probably beat Bob's ass. You'll walk out and say, Bob, what do you do? Bob smarts off. Boom, man, what are you doing? Screw your truck, people. This is a trillion times worse than keying your truck. Where is our territorialism? Where is our will? We are being gang raped. And to me, it's like some weakness with the left. They say it's weak if you care about people. If my neighbor's getting robbed, I'm going to get robbed next week. But I don't think about that when my neighbor's getting robbed. When the neighbor's getting robbed and I see the neighbor with people, you know, breaking in their house, it's I'm being attacked. That's where that's from. Like, well, you're in my neighborhood? You're attacking me? That ain't happening. We've got to find that again. And I'm going to say it. I love my family. I love everybody. But if people can't start loving, God sakes, you can start hating, can't you? Because I did a lot of this from hate, which was healthy. I was younger. That's how you are. I hate the globalists. I hate their guts. I want to beat them. They think they're better than us. They want to hurt people, man. All I want is prosperity. I do what I do now at 50 out of love. 90% of it. I still got hate, though. And I'm telling you, God will balance it out. But, man, you got to hate these people. If you can't love your family, you might as well hate the people taking everything you got. Like, where is your hate? Where is your hatred? Where is your love? Where is your soul? Where is your territorialism? Why won't you stand up? I think about all the people. They grabbed a bunch of homeless. We had the nurses on that saw it and saw their charts, didn't have COVID. They grab an old white guy, an old black guy, say, old 50-something years old, and they go, son of a bitch, we're going to get $53,000 for every person we put on a ventilator. And they drag some old person in there and snake a big-ass tube down their throat and murder their ass for money. You want to live in a world while we let people do that? You think God likes us? When we know this is going on, we let that happen. I'm going to explain something real slow here. And this isn't for our general audience. It's for the people that tune in and think this show's funny. To all the leftists and Satan worshipers, you just keep laughing. You just keep making jokes, okay? Because I'm not fighting this because I hate you. I'm fighting you because I love my family, but I do hate you. And if we, the good people, don't oppose this evil, we're not good and God hates us. I'm explaining it real slow. If we don't fight evil, we are with evil. In fact, if you study the Bible, but also just my own discernment, I think all you know this, a child molester that goes and kidnaps a kid and rapes him and kills him is less bad than somebody that saw it happening and didn't stop it. And we all know that. Because you're supposedly good. What you really are is a coward. We are 2 inches from nuclear war. We are Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0. And I can feel the evil intensifying. I mean, it's so strong. My love of God is way stronger, but I can feel it. I got cells. I'm human. I can feel the temptation. I can feel what's going on. And all I'm telling people is this is an epic moment. And just like Joe Rogan, I didn't have time to watch the podcast. I didn't know what happened 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh, look, he was with Aaron Rodgers. Says Alex Jones is the most accurate and the best. I'm like, oh, that's great. All about Alex Jones. Just to say, hey, it endorses what we said. That's a big victory. But there's Joe Rogan saying we need Jesus because evil's real. Absolutely. Because if you won't admit the devil's real, he's won. What's the oldest saying? It's true because it's well known. It's documented. We've all experienced it. What's the devil's greatest victory? What's the devil's greatest trick? You know what it is. The devil don't exist. Oh, the devil's real. Just as real as it gets. And I'm not going to sit here anymore and play games with these people. And I totally agree with John O'Looney. Let me tell you why I was so impressed. This didn't happen 3 or 4 times. This didn't happen 10 times, that hour-long interview. It happened the whole time. So count up how many questions I asked. Every time I was about to speak, John O'Looney finished my sentence before I asked the question. The first time it happened, I thought, that was weird. The second time, I thought, that was wild. The third time, I was like, okay, God's running this. The fourth time, I was just like, holy hell. John O'Looney is literally simpatico with me right now. I'm interfaced with a man in the UK, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 miles away. And he's literally completing my sentences on air before I say them. Another example of God. Because it's the truth, people. And that's why the enemy can't beat us. The devil thinks he's got 5G. The devil thinks he's got AI. We are interdimensionally through the sixth sense, that is our brain connected to our spirit and our spinal cord, transmitting, connected to all humans on Earth in the group collective consciousness right now. We're individuals, but we are also a collective. And we are communicating with everyone on Earth right now. And the system knows that. They know that's a power we have. They're trying to create a counterfeit of that power. But the power we follow is the real power that created the heavens and the earth. And I know this. I've already experienced it. I don't have to be sold, but I'm still amazed when every time I open my mouth, John O'Looney said it word for word what I would say. And he wasn't getting it from me, and I wasn't getting it from him. He was getting it from the will of humanity to stand against this evil and this assault, because we're powerful. We're made by God. We're made in the image of God.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Want to do. They want to revel, and believe me, I know all about it. They want to revel in that rebellion and revel in that sin and revel in denying God and saying, you know what, I can be as high as you because I deny you, but God made us. God is not a trillion times more powerful. God is not a gazillion times more powerful. God is not a Googleplex more powerful. God is not an infinity more powerful. God is everything. God knew what would happen before he gave us free will, but he gave us free will to know the end. Both things in a paradox exist at the same time. God gave us our bodies. God gave us our minds. God gave us our wives, our husbands, and our children, and all the pleasure, and all the good things, and all the perfection. And all we need to do is say, I accept perfection. But God could create an infinity of robots that would follow the orders. But a true God would create new sentient beings that have a capacity to see infinity and to have the capacity to do anything they want as long as they're in God's will. And then you are an expression of God. You are a manifestation of God. You are an emissary of God. You're an ambassador of God. You're a missionary of God. You are now a little point of light that goes out of the universe to spread the message of freedom. And that's why George Herbert Walker Bush talked about 1,000 points of light, because everything they do is a counterfeit of God's plan. And everything they push is a lie. All right, I said I would hit the big martial law plans, and I told you I'd get into all of it. If I can find the stack, I'll do it. But, well, here it is. This right here. See this? You see, if you're going to run martial law, mass arrest of people, you got to put it out like it's no big deal. You got to normalize it for the sheep. We got the enemy plan right here. And the FBI that's so much smarter. They're the power structure of America on this little planet. And they're so big. And they're lawyers. And they're so much smarter than everybody. They got their plan. We're going to hit it when we come back. We've got the Russian news and more. But I want to go out to break with this incredibly important report that deals with all of this by Greg Reese. CIA admits investigating war with Russia. A very important report that deals with it all. And maybe my time is almost over. Maybe it is. I feel like it is. Or maybe a new chapter is about to begin. But regardless, you're alive now for a reason, for a purpose. And you have to decide whether you're going to go with that purpose God gave you, whether you're going to serve Satan. And if you think Satan can empower you and bring you to some Valhalla, well, that's your decision to make that decision. But I will assure you, I have been up one side and down the other of this. And Satan isn't even a decision to make. The only decision is God. You've just got to make it. Here's the report.
Putin has made it clear in several interviews that he is well aware of how U.S. presidents come and go.
and U.S. policy never changes.
Президенты приходят и уходят, а политика не меняется. Знаете почему? Потому что очень сильна власть бюрократии. Вот человека избрали, он приходит с одними идеями, к нему приходят люди с кейсами, хорошо одетые и в темных, как у меня, костюмах, но только не с красным галстуком, а с черным или с темно-синим. И начинают объяснять, как нужно делать. И все сразу меняется, понимаете? Это происходит от одной администрации к другой.
Putin is well aware that it is the CIA who directs U.S. policy, and it is the intelligence agencies of NATO countries who have been covertly instigating war with Russia for decades. In the Tucker Carlson interview at the Kremlin, President Putin seemed to be speaking directly to the CIA, twice playfully hinting that Tucker is a representative of the intelligence organization.
With the backing of whom?
При поддержке ЦРУ, конечно.
With the backing of CIA, of course. The organization you wanted to join back in the day, as I understand.
Хотя это серьезно.
We should thank God they didn't let you in. Although, it is a serious organization. I understand.
Who blew up Nord Stream?
You for sure.
I was busy that day. Nate, do you have, I did not blow up Nord Stream. Thank you, though.
You personally may have an alibi, but the CIA has no such alibi.
And the CIA responded to Putin via their New York Times media outlet in the recent article, The Spy War, How the CIA Secretly Helps Ukraine Fight Putin. The article admits that the CIA, operating through three different presidential administrations, has transformed the Ukraine into Washington's most important intelligence partners against the Kremlin. They have secretly trained and equipped Ukrainian intelligence officers over the past decade and constructed a network of 12 secret bases along the Russian border used to launch cross-border attacks on Russian territory. This means the CIA is responsible for the attacks on oil refineries and energy infrastructure. The article describes secret underground command centers established near the Russian border, financed and equipped by the CIA. A CIA program called Operation Goldfish enabled Ukrainians to hack into Russian military networks, break into satellites, and decode secret conversations. 2 years after the 2014 Western-backed coup in Ukraine, the CIA set up training programs for an elite Ukrainian commando force known as Unit 2245. The CIA trained Ukrainian spies who operate inside of Russia, across Europe, and in other places where Russia operates. The article points out that this operation may have been hidden from Trump. While Trump's rhetoric was friendly to Russia, his administration of anti-Russia war hawks, such as Mike Pompeo and John Bolton, kept Western aggression moving forward, which is what Putin has been pointing out for years. Presidents come and go, and the policy never changes. The article says nothing about the several bioweapons labs that the U.S. admitted to having along Russia's border. Some of these labs were seized by the Russian Federation, who say they are preparing to release a report on them, but have so far remained silent. Putin has made it clear that Russia's actions in Ukraine was in response to decades of hostile U.S. NATO military expansion on Russian borders, and the CIA is now admitting this to be true. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reiss.
Seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. If you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So the entire world is on the edge of nuclear war. And we have NATO and all these leaders saying we're about to invade Ukraine, attack Russia, nuclear war is imminent. And Putin says, fine, we'll have nuclear war. They go, oh my God, Putin's insane. He wants nuclear war. I'm not defending Putin. I just see them saying all this. Then Putin responds. They go, he's crazy. We're not seeing that. Then I have the FBI director saying, oh my God, we're going to have the most contested election. Foreign powers are going to manipulate it. The Russians are coming back. It just goes on and on. So first, let's play a clip to illustrate this of MSNBC analyst says the First Amendment makes us vulnerable and calls for common sense solutions to fight disinformation. That means First Amendment's bad. Let's censor people that expose the truth. Here it is.
Of our greatest strengths can also be our Achilles heel. So, for example, our deep commitment to free speech in our First Amendment. It is a cherished right. It is an important right in democracy, and nobody wants to get rid of it. But it makes us vulnerable to claims that anything we try to do to regulate speech is censorship. Of course, the Supreme Court has held that all fundamental rights, even the right to free speech, can be limited as long as there is a compelling governmental interest and the restriction is narrowly tailored to achieve that interest. But I think anytime someone tries to do anything that might limit free speech, people claim censorship. I mean, just look at the case the Supreme Court heard today about efforts by the states of Florida and Texas to prevent social media companies from moderating content online. And they call it censorship, that they are trying to silence conservative voices. Of course, social media companies are private actors who are not bound by the First Amendment. And so we need to have a conversation and common sense solutions to these things. Instead, we throw out terms like censorship. We call each other names. We use labels. And we all retreat to our opposite sides. We need to be pragmatic and come up with real solutions. But it is, I think, one of the things that makes America particularly vulnerable to disinformation.
I could take that short clip, and I could talk for about 50 years on it. Everything she said was a lie. Oh, we cherish free speech. The left's trying to destroy it. Oh, Texas and all these groups trying to take free speech away. No, they're trying to defend free speech. Populist, conservative, Christian speech is being censored. Everything she said was a lie. But there she is saying, oh, we all cherish it. We really care about it. We got to be pragmatic if there's a national interest. What, like World War III? But that's her talking point. Here's Whoopi Goldberg not doing the best job on The View that's, I guess, off soon. It's been canceled. Saying, well, Trump could declare martial law. So if Trump really gets elected, and that's the new New York Times Atlantic Monthly talking point, doesn't matter if he's actually elected. We're just going to null and void it. And by the way, we could just arrest all the Republican leaders. So she makes this incredibly totalitarian statement, but acts like it's a protection of freedom. Here it is.
Well, the Supreme Court won't hear oral arguments until the end of April. Now, I just, you know, let's look at a scenario where the Supreme Court says, yes, he has that. He has all those rights. He is immune from everything. Yeah. You know what Joe Biden could do since he is presently president?
What?
He could throw every Republican in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, he could. I mean,
by the way, hit pause.
This is not a good thing.
Back up to the beginning. She's literally holding cue cards. So this is some burnout comedian woman who's trying to deliver CIA talking points, which I'm going to show you here in a moment, of even if Trump wins, we're going to disregard it, like they said in 2020 at the New York Times with the John Podesta war game. And then that's the freedom. We got to arrest Trump because they might elect him. We can't get democracy hurt. And she sits there and she puts on this confidence act. They are arresting Republicans by the thousands all over the country. They put Owen in jail. They're trying to put me in prison. And then she acts like they're the underdog. They're the little guy. And they're here dealing with all these big attacks. And I'm going to show you, after I show you this clip, you just saw MSNBC say the same thing. I'm going to show you the official Atlantic magazine, which is the mouthpiece of the enemy, saying the same thing. So they know America woke up. They know Trump's about to win. They're like, it doesn't matter if he wins. We're going to arrest every Republican. Now, that reminds me of Swalwell and Joe Biden and Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi, they've all said, hey, we're going to confiscate your guns. We'll have a civil war. We'll use nuclear weapons on you. Now, anybody that had a second grade education about nuclear weapons would know that nuclear weapons, there's different types. There's tactical, as hang out armies, and there's strategic that take out large military sections and key infrastructure. And then there's end of the world, mutually assured destruction, where you use hydrogen bombs on all the big cities. So the cities are predominantly blue because of election fraud, but you're going to blow up your own supporters while you're supposed to kill us. Well, we had nuclear weapons in Vietnam. We had 50,000 of them back then. About like 20,000 now, they claim, probably more than that. Why don't we just nuke the Vietnamese? Because it would only piss them off more, those that survived, and they ended up beating us because they wanted to be free. So no, swallows well. You don't use a hydrogen bomb on gun owners. It doesn't work, dumbass. Because they know you hit them with a hydrogen bomb. But instead, you cut the fertilizer off, you cut the food off, you cut the police off. You create a hell world and then hope we come back to you to be the savior. Now, you think Whoopi Goldberg knows that? No. She's reading on a teleprompter. The teleprompter glitches because she's like Joe Biden. She can't even read off of it. And then she pulls up her cue cards to say what they wanted to say. The CIA's threat to America. That we'll just arrest every Republican. Hey, I think we already figured that out, Cupcake. But you don't control every jury or every judge yet. You got most of them. And why would anybody who's corporate or private or government, why the hell would you go along with something that destroys the social contract officially and creates tyranny? Why would you go with the people destroying the country? But again, they think you're too stupid, and they got Whoopi Goldberg up there. Listen to her. We're going to skip this network break. Here it is.
Well, the Supreme Court won't hear oral arguments until the end of April. Now, I just, you know, just let's look at a scenario where the Supreme Court says, yes, he has that. He has all those rights. He is immune from everything.
Yeah.
You know what Joe Biden could do since he is presently president?
What?
Whoa. He could throw every Republican in jail. What this means is he can do anything.
Yeah.
He could dismiss everybody's debt.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole bunch of great stuff that could happen, but let's really look at what this means.
Yeah. So they're basically kicking the can down the road, though. They're not taking up this case immediately.
Right.
So what's their motivation then? If we all know that they can't do what you just said because of the extreme power that a president would have, what is their motivation for not doing it right away?
Well, unfortunately, some people are saying the motivation is that there are certain conservative justices that have been appointed by Trump that want to help him. And because we know the end result is if this case is not resolved by the time of the election, and he, God forbid, becomes the president of the United States,
poo-poo.
The Justice Department policy is that you cannot indict nor put on trial a sitting president, right? And so it's his get out of jail.
He could throw him in jail.
But it's his get out of jail free card.
No, I'm saying Biden could throw.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
System. He's dead now, in the ground. She may not care. I don't know. Maybe he gets some more attention with her friends at cocktail parties. I don't know. Maybe she raised him for 19 years and just says, screw it, it's collateral damage. I would be really upset with a system that you served that did that, all because you have a chip on your shoulder and big banks told you, women, you're in charge, just go destroy the men, you'll get ahead. Somebody came to me and said, we'll destroy the women, you'll get ahead. First thing I do would stab them because they're our people. They're humans. They're in our community. They're part of us. We're all one system. But the big takeaway is the Democrats are telling you it's imminent. The Russians are going to steal it, so we've got to ban free speech, and we've got to go after Trump. And even if he wins, we can't let him win because he's a government agent of the Russians. And it's all BS, ladies and gentlemen. It's all absolute crap by a group of psychotics using psychological warfare against us. And all they get is dead sons. All they get is dead daughters. All they get is crime. And they live in San Francisco or New York with the overpricing and the collapsing society. But still they pretend they're rulers. As they bring down the civilization that suckled them. As they bring down the culture that empowered them. They can't stop. Because it's a dream they're living. If they could just defeat the Christians. If they could just cut off the penises of the young boys, if they could just do whatever they wanted, they would suddenly be a real boy. But Pinocchio didn't become a real boy by becoming a criminal or going along with the system. He became a slave. He only became a real boy when he had courage and saved his father that wasn't his father yet, but who loved him and who saved his little kitty cat. He had to give his life to become a real boy. He had to put it on the line to become a real boy. But see, this lady at MSNBC or Whoopi Goldberg, they didn't become a real girl or real boy, did they? They went right to the system, right to the most corrupt people, and they bowed down to it, and they believed that if they gave it all their power, somehow they could become a real person. You don't become a real person by being this lady right here. You become a slave. You don't become a real person by lying. You become a real person by going through the fire. They're desperate cowards. She should be mad at the system that picked her in early college to work for the CIA and to go out there and read talking points that it lied to her. How screwed up her family is, how pathetically unhappy she is. You're unhappy because you're not a real human woman. You should join us and find out what real courage is and real will and real fulfillment and real power. But those of us that have the power cast off our crowns before Christ and say all glory to you. But she thinks she's better than you. And to prove she's better, she's got to wreck your life and make you poor and put you on welfare to run your life so she can be superior to you. Because she's so low, she has to bring you lower so she can be on top of you. When you understand that, you understand the enemy's mind. Play that, witch.
But it makes us vulnerable to claims that anything we try to do to regulate speech...
Back it up. 10 seconds. The First Amendment, we love it. It's so good, but it makes us weak. We love it. We're for it, but we got to get rid of it. Gaslighting you. Listen to this devilish talk. It's like telling your wife.
It's a cherished right.
Hit pause. It's a cherished right. Imagine, because there's some bad men in the world that oppress women, but it goes both ways. But imagine saying to your wife, honey, I'd like you to have a car, go to the grocery store, or let you out of the house, or let you have shoes, but I just, you know. It's too dangerous for you to do that. And you go to any household in America or the world, you find the Christians, you find the conservatives, you find the capitalists, and the women are beautiful and powerful, and they all help each other, the men and women. But see, she's saying, I'm sorry, I know we all love the First Amendment. I know it's cherished, but we got to get rid of it. Come on, it's too bad. I mean, come on. Here it is.
It is a cherished right. It is an important right in democracy, and nobody wants to get rid of it. But it makes us vulnerable to claims that anything we try to do to regulate speech is censorship.
Now, pause again.
The Supreme Court has held.
Back it up 10 seconds. Free speech is wonderful. Free speech is beautiful. Free speech is great. But it makes any claim we have to regulate and censor it. Oh, we're over free speech. We just want to censor it and shut it down. And free speech allows you to defend it, and we're losing. I mean, it is the most anti-common sense, anti-logic crap I've ever heard in my life, and a literal CIA, you know it, talking point being put out. The good news is no one's watching her. More people are watching her here than will ever watch her on MSNBC or CNN. But just listen to the murder of logic you're hearing.
Of our greatest strengths can also be our Achilles heel. So, for example, our deep commitment to free speech in our First Amendment. It is a cherished right. It is an important right in democracy, and nobody wants to get rid of it. But it makes us vulnerable.
Just pause again. Back it up 20 seconds again. Everyone loves free speech. No one wants to get rid of it, but we've got to get people to accept the First Amendment's defending our program to get rid of it. Did you just hear that brainwashing where she tells you, oh, we're all for free speech, but free speech is bad. We got to get rid of it. Go ahead.
Of our greatest strengths can also be our Achilles heel. So, for example, our deep commitment to free speech in our First Amendment. It is a cherished right. It is an important right in democracy, and nobody wants to get rid of it. But it makes us vulnerable to claims that anything we try to do to regulate speech is censorship. Of course, the Supreme Court has held that all fundamental rights, even the right to free speech, can be limited as long as there is a compelling governmental interest and the restriction is narrowly tailored to achieve that interest. But I think anytime someone tries to do anything that might limit free speech, people claim censorship. I mean, just look at the case the Supreme Court
today. Back it up 10 seconds. Anytime somebody tries to violate free speech, they claim there's a violation of free speech. Anytime somebody tries to restrict the First Amendment and free speech, they claim a restricting. That's like me holding up this white piece of paper on TV right now and saying, this is black. You're like, no, it's not. Oh, you're evil. That's all they got is illogic and lies. Continue.
Is narrowly tailored to achieve that interest. But I think anytime someone tries to do anything that might limit free speech, people claim censorship. I mean, just look at the case the Supreme Court heard today about efforts by the states of Florida and Texas to prevent social media companies from moderating content online. And they call it censorship, that they are trying to silence conservative voices. Of course, social media companies are private actors who are not bound by the First Amendment. And so we need to have a conversation and common sense solutions to these things. Instead, we throw out terms like censorship and call each other.
They always say common sense gun control. Take all your guns, let the criminals have them. There's federal law that the big tech companies are utilities and aren't supposed to control speech other than criminal activity. So she wants to make free speech illegal. Continue.
We throw out terms like censorship, we call each other names, we use labels, and we all retreat to our opposite sides. We need to be pragmatic and come up with real solutions, but it is, I think, one of the things that makes America particularly vulnerable to disinformation.
Because the mainstream media never lies to you. They're never involved in disinformation. All right, the great Jay Dyer is about to take over. All I ask is when we post these videos that are cuts of this live show today, at Band.Video. You share them, you re-upload them. You really are the power out there. And that everybody also re-promote the stuff we post at Real Alex Jones on X and the other InfoWars channels and other hosts. Please remember we got great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Amazing stuff like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Nitric Boost, Next Level Foundational Energy, Turbo Force. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But you look at that woman. She has almost no viewers. She's pathetic. But she's just hissing and lying to you and telling you to put your hands up and slow roll in the fight against her so she can rule you because she wants to be an alpha, not in the regular system building something innovative, but through the power structure to dominate and silence people. She's a mercenary of corruption. She's a mercenary of the New World Order. So counter her by sharing Infowars.com/show, Band.Video, Real Alex Jones, and realize we're in a war against these people and we will beat them. But maybe not in time to stop them starting World War III. All right. Jay Dyer takes over in hour number 4. Then at 3 p.m. Central, about an hour and 2 minutes, Owen Schroyer takes over. And then weekday mornings, 8 a.m., American Journal with Harrison Smith. God bless you all.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.